Hey, it's Melissa Wade, and of course, I'm always trying to keep you informed of things that's happening in our community. We have some wonderful people in Vance County that are trying to educate and keep young people out of gangs. And hanging out with me right now is the gang resource officer, Melissa Elliott. Now, Melissa, you guys are there in Henderson, am I right?
That's absolutely right, Melissa.
Now, you sent me this email that made me say, yes, this is awesome. Tell us what you're doing for the young people as far as gang prevention there.
Well, Melissa, we got a lot going on down here in Vance County. We started off back in October with an anti-bullying video, and it kind of launched into the tag contest. Tag it stands for Teens Against Gangs. So what we have is I went across the county to all of the schools that have middle and high schoolers, and we invited them to participate in an anti-gang poster contest so that the kids can have a voice and they can speak out on what they feel about gang violence and even maybe getting answers from some of the children because they experience things that we as adults just don't deal with.
What can the kids and what can they do to become or to be a part of this gang poster contest? Tell our parents.
Well, the kids, all they have to do is compose a poster. And like I told them at the schools, that to own it, make it their own. I don't want what someone else feels. I want what they feel. And the parents can assist them, you know, in putting the poster together. No poster is wrong. A lot of the children at first asked me, they was like, well, Miss Elliott, I can't draw. I said, this is not about you drawing. Mm-hmm. I mean, drawing is an incentive on your poster, but it's more about the message. We want the message. And even in their messages, I told them that they could possibly have an answer to help us here. And the library here in Vance County is going to allow us to hang 40 of these posters out of 400 plus in the gallery so that the adults and the parents of this community and the stakeholders can come out and see how our children feel about gangs in our community.
That is great, Melissa. Now, are there any incentives for the kids?
There are everybody. Melissa Wade is going to be a winner. Everybody. We have a first, second, and third place prize. The first place prize is a PS4. The second place is $100. And the third place is gift certificates. But after the overwhelming response, because, again, it's over 400 children that have signed up, I felt in my heart that I had to go out into the community, and the community has been very liberal in their giving. So I have 342 envelopes in my office right now on the shelf, all stacked with gifts in them, and I'm still getting more gifts, and every child that submits a poster to the Vance County Sheriff's Office is going to win. They're going to win. They're all going to be winners at the end of the day.
I absolutely love it. I love it. Now, how do they submit this? Tell me again, how do they actually draw it once they've got their drawing? How do they submit it to you guys?
Okay, most of the kids are going to submit them at their local schools, like at the middle schools and the high schools. But if they can't do it like that or if they didn't do it that way, they have until February the 24th. They can actually drop them off at the Vance County Sheriff's Office. We would gladly accept them. We don't want any child to be left out. And like I said, at the end of the day, they are all going to be winners, every last one of them.
Now, what's the address of the Sheriff's Office?
The Sheriff's Office is at 156 Church Street, and we in Suite 004.
Now, Melissa, you have there with you Lieutenant Watkins, who is the law enforcement part of your big idea, and he helps you out there a whole lot. Now, Lieutenant Watkins, when we think of Vance County, we don't necessarily think of, you know, big gang problems, but I know that there are gang problems everywhere. What do you guys have there, and what are you doing to prevent it?
Gang problem here has been, I could say, misconceived by a lot of people. It's a problem to a certain extent. We have a lot of hybrid gangs here. Not saying we don't have real true gang members. We do have that, but we're trying to reach out to the kids, the younger kids, because right now we're seeing an influx of the gang reaching out to the elementary kids, and because they don't have can go to jail right now.
Right.
They can do with them and put them in our juvenile detention centers. And a lot of times the records can be expunged, you know.
Absolutely.
There's no stiff punishment for them. And so they're reaching out to the younger kids to sell drugs, commit a lot of crimes, and we send an influx in that type of activity.
So what is it that Ms. Elliott is doing that helps your department as far as getting the information out to the kids?
Ms. Elliott is a plus for Vance County as a whole. It's just not the sheriff's office. She has a good heart for the kids, and I think that's a strong point. It's about the kids. It's not about, you know, her pats on the back, the kudos. I try to push her because I deal with the kids a lot in the schools, and a lot of these kids are missing something, and I try to convey to her, just give them what they're missing.
Wonderful. You know? Now, anybody that's in Vance County that's listening right now, either Lieutenant or Melissa, what is some contact information, maybe a website that they can find out more about what you do there in the county as far as gang prevention that they might want to have their kid participate in?
Well, they can always call to the sheriff's office, or they can come by the sheriff's office. And on my days off, I'm in the school, the middle schools and the high schools. As resource officers, that we work on our days off, and, you know, the parents, kids, they got any questions, anything, both of us are very accessible through the sheriff's office.
Fantastic.
I mean, they call or they come by. The phone number for the sheriff's office is 252-738-2200.
Well, sounds wonderful. Melissa and Lieutenant Watkins, thank you so very much for what you do in the community there in Vance County. And Melissa, because of you reaching out to me, hopefully we can get some more young people to send some gang posters there, anti-gang posters, in efforts to win some great prizes that you've worked so hard to help the kids out with.
Thank you, Melissa.
You are so very welcome, and keep up the good work there, both of you, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. God bless you.